Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford now, and we talked to Wayne right before the final day of the session. And Wayne, what do you anticipate as session wraps up here?
Well, you know, by our Missouri Constitution, it says by 6 p.m. this evening we have to adjourn. And, you know, that's only a few hours away, and we still have a lot of things on the calendar. Some take a lot of discussion, like prevailing wage, minimum wage. There are several things that have gone from the Senate to the House and now back to the Senate because we can't agree with each other. So those have to go to a conference committee and work out the details. It's interesting, and it happens more in the House than the Senate, but it does happen in the Senate, but quite a bit more in the House. You have a bill over there, and suddenly it's a wheelbarrow, and they just load up all these other bills on it. And there's been instances where you send a bill over, and it might have been just one paragraph. In fact, I sent a bill over there, and it was, Senate Bill, I think, 194, and it was just a brief couple pages, and it came back with, you know, like 60 amendments to it, and it was as thick as a book. And this was a consent bill I sent over, which means, you know, it's not controversial, it doesn't require money, it's going to be easy to pass and that, but yet then they load it up, and now suddenly it's very controversial. So you have to meet in a conference committee and say, look, we have to strip these things off, because if they remain on there, it's going to go to a lot of debate, and some of the things haven't been debated before. It hasn't gone through a committee in the Senate, hasn't been debated on the Senate floor, and now you want us to approve it as amendment. You know, we need more discussion on that, or, wait, this requires some, you know, appropriations to go along with it. You know, we're working on the budget, and we don't have the money to increase new appropriations. So then you go to conference committee, and you start peeling things off. But it's kind of, I have mixed feelings about putting amendments on, but don't get me wrong, I put my amendments on things, too, that come by. But I always check with the bill sponsor first and see what he thinks. And if he thought it would kill his bill or would prefer it not to go on, then I don't. But a lot of people don't check with the bill sponsor, and they get put on there, and then we have to kind of go back and strip them off.
You know, it a lot of times toward the end of session, we'll talk about, you know, whether it was amicable between Republicans and Democrats and kind of how the year went like that. But this year was maybe a little bit different. It seemed like the Senate came under fire a lot more this year, and it seemed like there were disagreements between the House and the Senate. Do you think that's been a kind of a different year in that respect?
This, you know, this is my seventh year up here, too, in the House, and now this is my fifth year in the Senate, and I think it's the most I've ever seen, and it's really on both sides of the aisle. I can't point the finger to one party or the other. It's really happened on both sides. For instance, we've been trying to get an energy bill out of the Senate for, you know, probably the last 5 years, and I was opposed to it for probably four of those years, but I kept working with the electric providers, and they were working with me, and I got to a good position where I could say, this is going to be a good bill now for Missouri. We discussed that a lot on the Senate floor. You know, we discussed a lot last year and this year a little bit when we had that aluminum smelter, Noranda, go into bankruptcy. It's not actually in my district. It's in the senator from the 25th, Senator Leibler's district, but some of the employees do live in my district. And a company has come in and said, you know, we're interested in buying that old Noranda aluminum smelter and bringing it back up. And they would be bringing in, you know, about 206 jobs they could create in about the next 120 days. And they're all high-paying jobs. Some of them, the lowest-paying ones really are like $55,000. And there's several salaried positions at $125,000 annually. And then there's some, you know, hourly workers that are about $95,000. And this is in an area that's the poorest area of the state as far as poverty levels. But yet you have these very high paying jobs that could be started up. But yet there's a lot of controversy about it. And a steel mill is interested in coming in to that area, and they would also increase jobs. So we lost over 900 jobs because of Noranda. but we could bring back instantly about 500. And then the steel mill that would like to come in would have like three phases, that the first phase, and then after of this year, and then the next, over the next couple of years, a couple more phases. So we could bring a lot of high-paying jobs. And if you look at the, you know, the average salary down that area, you know, it's around $29,000. So when you start bringing in $55,000, $95,000, and $125,000 jobs, you know, that's really big. But yet there's been a lot of controversy that some people don't want to cut those industries any special rates on their electricity, but yet that's the one thing that really drives the cost of aluminum smelters and steel mills is energy. And, you know, I think the PSC be willing to give them a special deal because of the economic importance of it, but yet they can't without legislative approval, and it's kind of deadlocked, which means this is a one-time opportunity. You know, that steel mill is going to go somewhere else. In fact, just across the river in Kentucky, there's a steel mill, a steel fabricator that makes products for the automobile industry and the appliance industry and different things. They're putting in a $1.3 billion facility over there. Well, guess, you know, they're right next to our, where we could have a steel mill that could supply all that for them. But yet, for some reason, we're deadlocked on the issue. So it's very disappointing to me.
So you do see kind of some of that then, I guess, some of the criticism, yes, where, yeah, maybe the Senate's been a little more slow moving this time around. So yeah.
Yes, I think worse than ever before. This is probably, in my memory, the thickest, you know, what we call the calendar. Every day you get the calendar of all the bills and where they are, and, you know, the ones that you can bring up for debate and the ones that just came out of committee. And it's quite a thick document already. It's, you know, several pages long, and there's many bills on each page. So I think we've slowed it down considerably, and, you know, that's not necessarily a good thing. You know, that calendar's got so many bills. I've never actually counted them all, but if you did, there, you would find there's many, many, because there's actually 31 pages of bills.
Do you anticipate a special session, Wayne?
I do. Of course, I can't speak for the governor.
Yeah,
he's the one that would call a special session, but there's some things out there that I know is important to him. And, you know, if we do have a special session, well, we had once under Governor Nixon. I remember there was an economic development thing he wanted to work out, and he called us back for a special session, but they're pretty rare. But I would think our governor, there's some things on his priority list, you know, dealing with abortion facilities and minimum wage, and I think even this energy thing I would think would be high on his list, because he's been touting economic development. And here we have someone that wants to resurrect, like a phoenix, you know, our old Noranda aluminum smelter plant, and someone wants to bring in a steel mill, and we're deadlocked saying, no, we don't, you know, want them to come in because we're afraid that, you know, electricity, if we cut them a special deal, then, you know, we're, you know, given corporate welfare. But then you have to look at it, well, if those jobs don't come in, then you can still have the poorest area in the state down there in the Boot Hill in southeast Missouri. Mm-hmm. So I would not be surprised. And of course, when you call in a special session, two things. It can only last for 30 days, but you can renew it. Every 30 days, you can call for another special session. And you can only call for, let's say he wanted a special session on that energy issue with the aluminum smelter and the steel mill. If that's all he put down, we couldn't say, well, let's now talk about minimum wage or prevailing wage or abortion. We couldn't. We can only talk about what he's called us in for.
Right.
Now, he could list more than one topic in there. He could put all those lumped together and do it. I don't know how, you know, if he does do one, how he would do it, if he would just do it an issue at a time. And, of course, you know, you have 30 days. You could call another one, but, you know, it might only take a week maybe to get some of the things done. I don't know. But I would give it way better than a 50% chance that we'll probably be called in for a special session.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time all throughout the regular session. And if there is a special session, we'll catch up with you on that, too, as well, if that's okay with you.
Very good. Look forward to it.
Okay. Wayne Wallingford joining us on this legislative report. 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau right here on Regional Radio.